This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The filing of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. The elections will be held in 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency in this phase. A part of the outer Manipur constituency will go to polls in the first phase. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in the second phase. The voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of April. Scrutiny of nominations across all states and union territories will be done tomorrow, except in Jammu and Kashmir, where scrutiny will be held on Saturday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will formally launch the poll campaign of the NDA for Lok Sabha elections in Bihar from Jamui today. He will address a public meeting in Ballopur in Khera block of Jamui district. This will be the first political meeting of Mr. Modi in Bihar after the announcement of seat sharing among NDA constituents. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, leaders of the BJP, Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas, former Chief Minister Jitin Ramanji's Hindustani Awam Morcha, and Upendra Kushwaha-led Rashtriya Lok Morcha will also attend the meeting. Chirag Paswan-led Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas is contesting from Jammui seat for the third consecutive time. Polling will be held on the 19th of April in Jammui Lok Sabha segment along with Gaya, Aurangabad and Nawada under the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. BJP President J.P. Nadda will be on a two-day visit to Uttarakhand beginning today to energize the party's electoral campaign and garner support from the electorates. On the first day of his visit, Mr. Nadda is scheduled to address meetings in support of BJP candidate at Pithoragarh in Almora constituency and at Vikasnagar in Tehri seat. Voting will be held on 19th of April in the first phase for all the five Lok Sabha seats of the state. A total of 83,37,914 voters of the state will decide the fate of 55 candidates contesting for 5 Lok Sabha seats of the state. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting and senior BJP leader Anurag Singh Thakur is visiting Bengaluru today. He will accompany Bangalore South constituency BJP candidate Tejaswi Surya while filing his nomination today. Tejaswi Surya is the sitting MP from this constituency and is contesting from the seat for the second time. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has called for shunning double standards in combating the menace of terrorism. He said perpetrators of terrorism should be effectively and expeditiously dealt with, including those involved in cross-border terrorist activities. Mr. Doval was addressing a security conclave of Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, in Astana, Kazakhstan, yesterday. He underlined the need for holding accountable the sponsors, financiers, and facilitators of terrorist activities. Mr. Doval also raised the issue of continued threat posed by various terror groups in the SCO region, including those designated by the UN Security Council, such as Lashkar-e-Tayyaba, Jaish-e-Mohammed, Al-Qaeda, and its affiliates, and ISIS. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mumbai today, where she will dedicate CAR T-cell therapy to the nation at IIT Bombay. The CAR T-cell therapy, used to treat cancer patients, has been developed in India by IIT Bombay incubated company, Immuno-Adoptive Cell Therapy, ImmunoACT. The CAR T-cell therapy product is expected to save many lives at much lower cost compared to the cost of such products available outside India. Chief of Royal Australian Navy Vice Admiral Mark Hammond and Indian Navy Chief Admiral R. Harikumar held discussions in New Delhi yesterday on strengthening bilateral maritime cooperation, including increased operational engagements, training exchanges. During his five-day visit, Mark Hammond will visit the Indian Navy's Southern Naval Command at Kochi and Western Naval Command at Mumbai. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Delhi Capitals by 106 runs at the Vice Rajashekhara Reddy Cricket Stadium in Vishakhapatnam last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.